to the first live broadcast on Gilve FM on 95 MHz, your brand new, local and completely illegal radio station. I'm Pearl Andrews Horrigan, taking you through the shows. We just ask before we start that any members of the police force tune out now.
Gilve FM on 95 MHz, totally illegal.
We aim to bring you the latest news, weather and traffic updates, as well as the coolest tunes and interesting interviews. And remember, stay tuned for our awesome phoning competition. Now kicking us off, over to Bryony for the news.
Hello and welcome to Gilve FM News. More information has been uncovered about the tragic 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey. Sadly, it caused 1,650 injuries. On a more depressing note, there have been 523 deaths as of yesterday. More recently, a massive 5.2 quake happened in the epicentre, the Van province, but luckily there were no new reported casualties as of Thursday. Ending on a more positive note, a lucky 19-year-old student has been rescued after being under rubble for over 90 hours. On to local news. Heavy rain has fallen and has resulted in mayhem in West Somerset. Nearly 20 centimetres of rain has fallen in only 48 hours. The local railways are closed as tracks are sinking into the mud. No cars are daring to travel around the area as there are large traffic jams everywhere. Shops and houses are beginning to flood and supplies are being sent via large trucks. You can still see the occasional family wading around in their wellies though. That's all from Gilve FM News. Back to Pearl.
Thanks, Bryony. Now here's Nathaniel with the weather.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel and I'm your weatherman for today. In the coming 5 days, there will not be rain as heavy as yesterday's, which warranted a severe weather warning from the Met Office, but there will still be showers. Today it's going to be bright with the sun out until sunset and moderate temperatures, which will rise to a high of 13 degrees centigrade. At sunset, white clouds will blow in, and that will break up overnight with a low of 7 degrees. Tomorrow it will be cloudy all day with highs of 14 degrees C, with rain blowing in overnight and lows of 12 degrees. The rain will be blown east away from us as Sunday morning progresses, giving us sunny intervals and highs of 16 degrees C during the day, but a cloudy night keeping us warm with lows of 12 as we roll into Monday. On Monday, it's cloudy all day, and it will only rise to 15 degrees, but there'll be rain overnight and not completely clouded over, giving us a low of 9. A decidedly mild week for late October. Back to you, Pearl.
Cheers, Nathaniel. Now to Jamie for a traffic update.
Hello, I'm Jamie Judd, and I'm here with your traffic news. There's been an accident on the A39 at West Quantock's Head between a tractor and a truck. The road will be closed for several hours. There's also been a pile-up on the M5, and it will be closed for about an hour. However, in Canberra, ACT, a ute has collided with a school bus on Highway 25 between Nichols and Harcourt Hill. Highway 25 will not be open for some time, so if you're going that way, watch out. Now we hand back to the studio with Meg, who's found out some stuff about Gilve.
Thanks, Jamie. Hello, I'm Meg Zachary Howard and this is Alice Burrows here on Gilve FM. Yesterday, we interviewed Head of Catering at Gilve Court, Martin Conway. He gave us a lot of information and we've realised from experience that what Martin and his colleagues cook is far nicer than good old school dinners. No offence, dinner ladies.
Hello, Martin. I'm Alice.
Hi, I'm Meg. So when did you start working at Gilve Court?
Meg, I started working at Gilve Court about 7-8 months ago.
What were you doing before you started working at Gilve?
I used to run and own a little print company in Burnham-on-Sea, but I did a lot of cooking on yachts as well.
And what's your main role here?
I'm the head of catering, so I have to do all the ordering, plan the menus, and also a little bit of cooking.
What's the best bit about working here?
The best bit about working here is probably the interaction with the children and trying to get healthy foods down them.
How do you provide food for vegetarians and people with different allergies?
I provide for the vegetarians quite a varied diet. I do pride myself on my vegetarian cooking. The allergies, they're a little bit more tricky, but we've always got say, gluten-free pastas in and breads and all that, so we can always sort the allergies out. And one of the big allergies, the real dangerous one, is nuts.
And how do you cook foods that are part of a healthy food policy?
The healthy food policy is quite easy. We tend to get the five a day down to children. But what I find also is important, because we're an outward bound centre, is the amount of carbs I get down to children, because they are burning up a lot of energy and it needs replacing.
Thanks very much for your time, Martin.
We hope you stay working here so we can all enjoy your food.
Thanks very much, girls. Good luck with the radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, we interviewed Carly Q, who is duty instructor for Kilve Court. Let's see how it went.
When did you start working here at Kilve Court?
About 14 years ago.
What were you doing before you came here?
I was at college and doing other jobs as well.
So what's your main role? What do you do?
I'm a duty instructor, that means I do instructing. I work in the kitchen sometimes if they need it, in the office, a bit of everything.
Thank you. What's your favourite bit about working at Kilve?
I like all the different activities and all the people I get to meet.
Do you normally supervise weekend or week-long courses?
The majority are the weekend courses, but also in the weeks, in like half terms and holidays.
Okay, thank you very much, Carly.
Please stay here working at Kilve.
Thank you.
So now we know what happens behind the scenes, the Kilve style. I hope it may have become hateful, or that you at least enjoyed it.
Now on a completely different subject, let's welcome Toby Tunes. Enjoy.
Kilve FM on 95 megahertz, totally illegal.
Hello and welcome to Toby Tunes on the music slot of Kilve FM. And today we're going to play the best tunes that we can get. So to start off, we're going to go with I Need a Dollar. Hope you enjoyed I Need a Dollar by Adol Black or something like that. I keep getting sheltered at for saying it wrong, but hopefully I did it right. Up next is a bit of an unusual track by Rush. Next, we have got Someone Like You by Adele. She is a pretty good singer, I think. It's quite a nice track, so let's get playing.
Things I didn't give to you. the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away.
Hope you enjoyed that by Adele. Up next, we have The Pretender by Foo Fighters. They are actually an American group, and they were formed in 1994. So up next we have Where Them Girls At. Hope you enjoyed that song. Everyone in the studio here was dancing to it, doing the Macarena. Lovely bit of job here. So up next, because I'm feeling a bit lazy actually, I got up late, we're going to play some Lazy Song by Bruno Mars. Also, before I forget, we're going to introduce Fergus and Grace up next, who will be doing BBC Somerset, who came along earlier. So let's get ready. Toby Tune's going to be out. Bye, guys.
Win anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan, turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch just chilling in my Snuggie. TV so they can teach me how to Dougie, cause in my castle I'm the freaking man. Oh yes, I said it, I said it, I said it cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything.
Hi, it's me, Fergus Beckleg, here today. I'm going to be explaining what we were doing on Tuesday with some of the smartest kids around. We had BBC Somerset come in and record two pieces of on a subject of our choice. First, we had some voice coaching from Paul George, who was running our day. Here's Grace with the piece she learnt.
X Factor finalists, The Risk, Rhythmix and Sophie Habibis headed to Whiskey Mist last night to let off steam after the results show. After saying goodbye to her boy band, New Vibe, last week, group's mentor, Talisa Contestavlos, got both her remaining acts through Rock Week. And the 23-year-old judge switched the tight metallic green frock she had worn for the results show for a little black dress as they headed to the West London Club to round off the night. Having survived the tension of the public vote, as Sammy Brooks lost out to Kitty Brucknell in the sing-off, The Risk were looking forward to enjoying the night.
Thanks for that, Grace. Once we learnt our piece, we set it out and Paul told us what we could do to improve. Next, we split into two groups to brainstorm ideas for our recording. After a long discussion, my group narrowed our ideas down to either pets or first aid. Once both groups had decided, the other group went and recorded while we practiced. Then we swapped and recorded while the other group played a game. Then came the editing. In turn, the two groups crowded into the BBC Somerset bus and watched Paul edit out any bits we didn't need and add in any sound effects. Once we had done that, we were able to listen to our piece, so here they are now.
Music is a hobby many children and teenagers choose to do. Whether they play classical piano or electric guitar, many of them think they will get something out of it when they start. So today, we ask, what exactly do people get out of music? Our reporters, Dan and Bryony, met a group of young musicians.
Hi, today I'm talking to Matt, who's working towards a grade 2 piano. So Matt, what got you involved in piano?
My brother used to have a teacher, and then my mum found out that there was still a space available for me, and she thought that I could start it, and I felt good with starting it, so I had the same teacher as my brother, which is really good, and I just got started, and I really liked it.
It's good that you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing for?
I started in 2007, so that would be 4 years.
That's quite a long time, so are you hoping to get a grade 3 before the end of this year?
Probably grade 2, because I'm working up to grade 2 at the moment.
Is grade 2 difficult?
Yes, because grade 1, you have to do most of the scales in two hands instead of one.
Hello, Toby. I hear you like playing instruments.
Yes, I do. I love it.
What instruments do you play?
I play the ukulele.
Why did you start playing the ukulele? Because it's quite an unusual instrument.
Well, my head teacher bought about 30 of them for the school and I thought it'd be fun, so I joined the club that he started.
Do your friends play it with you?
Yeah, they do. They join the club as well.
What do you get out of playing the ukulele?
Fun, mainly, and something to do in my spare time.
If you could either play the computer or the ukulele, which one would you rather play?
That's a tricky one. Probably the ukulele.
This is Jamie. He is here today because he is explaining why he does not like music.
Well, I used to play the guitar. I just found playing it wasn't really my thing.
Did you find it hard or did you think it wasn't worth the effort?
It wasn't worth the effort. I mean, I didn't practice much, but yeah, I do other things instead.
So what do you prefer to do in your spare time?
I either watch TV or I do some judo.
So you find judo more fun than playing the instrument?
Yeah, definitely.
So we may have found our answer. It seems children and teenagers enjoy playing an instrument just as much as adults and feel they get something out of it, even if it's not a serious career option.
Would you know what to do if you found someone lying unconscious in the street? Luckily, help is on hand at most events nowadays in the shape of St John's Ambulance Volunteers. 11-year-old Meg has been a member for 5 years and she's here to tell us why she got involved.
I started in year one or two at school and I started because my friends started.
What do you do at St John's?
I learn different subjects, so one of the most important is first aid. I've learned how to do different bandages when you're bleeding in different parts of your body and how to put a sling on. I've done choking, drab, the recovery position and CPR as well.
What's CPR?
CPR is if someone's unconscious and they're not breathing, you get them breathing again by pumping air into their lungs.
Also, we have Alice, who is a member of Guides and also knows some first aid.
At Guides, we did bandages, the recovery position, and then at Life Skills at school, we did drab.
What's drab?
First, you check for danger, cars or anything around him, because danger to you or him. There's nothing around him, so we go to response. So you call his name.
Alex, can you hear me?
Alex. And then tap on his shoulders. Tickle his eyelashes to see if he responds to that, if his eyes flicker. Then you'd ask for help to check there's someone near you.
Then you put your hand on his forehead and two fingers onto his chin and push his head back so his airway is clear. Then you see if he's now breathing, so you put your ear to his mouth and see if his tummy's going up and down.
Now, if he's still unconscious, you'd call an ambulance, put him in the recovery position. You'd take the arm that's furthest away from you to and place it on the cheek nearest to him and the arm nearest to you by his head. You'd put the leg first away up so his knee's standing up and then you'd roll him towards you and then you'd move his leg so it's right angle to his knee and then you've got him in recovery position.
Then what do you do?
You would have to check that he was okay and wait for the ambulance to come. If he wasn't breathing, then you'd have to do CPR before you did the recovery position.
This is Fergus, who's never done any first aid. You were watching Meg and Alice put Alex in the recovery position.
First, you check if there's anything dangerous for you or him. Then you check his airway, so you tilt his head back. Then you would put his arm there, and that one like that. Put his leg up, then roll him over.
Okay, Meg, Fergus just had a go. How did he do?
I think he got most of it right. It's just he missed out a couple of things, like response, and also the bits about calling the ambulance and asking for someone to stay with you. Alice, I don't think there was anything else, was there? I think there was a couple of things to change, but it would have done what it should have done. He would have got him into the recovery position. And if you want to find out more, then contact someone at St John's.
So there they were. Thank you for listening. And now on to Matt with an interview.
Hello, my name is Matt Kelly and I'm here to tell you about yesterday when I interviewed the centre manager, Kirsty Waters, from the office to find out more about what goes behind the scenes at Kilve Court.
So, Kirsty, how many children roughly come in a year to do courses?
OK, so we haven't just got Kilve Court itself, we've got four centres. Mm. And so over all four centres, we've got roughly about 12,500 young people coming through our doors.
And how many people work at Kilve Court?
Again, across all the four centres, because yes. We all swap about, we've got about 9 full-time instructors, 20 freelance instructors and temporary instructors. We've got about 15 fabulous catering and domestic staff, 5 or 6 people who work in the offices, the centre director, myself and 3 other centre managers.
And when did you start here?
I actually only started here on Monday this week, so I've only been here 4 days so far.
How much time does it normally take to do paperwork?
Okay, I think probably with this job, paperwork is going to be one of the things that takes most of my time up every day. Because actually, even though we do lots of outdoor pursuits, there's lots and lots of legal paperwork to do around each one.
And what did you do before this? And do you prefer your older job or your one here?
It's hard to tell what I prefer. I actually think I'm going to really enjoy it here. It's certainly been a really good first week.
Yeah.
Before this, I've been lecturing in outdoor education and the public services, which is people who want to go into any uniform service like the police or the ambulance or the military. I've worked on a number of outdoor pursuit centres. I've worked with drug users and young people who are in prison or going into prison, using the outdoors as therapy, getting them out of their kind of city environments and going and doing something a little bit different. So I've had quite a varied background really, and this is a fab new challenge for me.
Okay, thank you for coming to the interview.
Thank you, Matt.
So now we know more, we're going to pass back to Alex with a thought of the day.
Good afternoon. Have you ever pondered at this time of year on the wonders of nature? When you look at the golden foliage of the trees, dusted by early frost, the beautiful sunset, the misty mornings, and the harvest moon rising over the Quantocks, like a yellow orb. Do you ever ask yourself a question? Why do I never win the lottery?
Now, as promised earlier, here is our amazing phoning competition to win an Apple iPhone. So sorry, here's the boring part, the rules. Call in and try to get through. If you don't, keep trying. But if you do, tell us your name and your answer and you could be on the radio. And now here's the question. In honour of Halloween, the question is, complete the following saying, trick or... Is it A, toppings, B, treat... or C track. So what are you waiting for? To win an iPhone, call 07545 641 068. That's 075 456 41068. And we seem to have a lucky caller. Hello, what's your name?
Oh, hello. My name's Adrian Denning.
Well, congratulations for getting through, Mr. Denning. Do you have an answer for us?
Yes, I think it's B, treat.
Well, that's... Don't you hate it when people put ridiculously long dramatic pauses in a conversation? Anyway, well done, that's right. You've just won an Apple iPhone, donated by Adrian Denning. What?
Someone seen my
guys,
phone?
He didn't donate it.
Where's my phone?
We just nicked it. Mic's on. Okay, anyway, we'll post it to you soon. Bye for now.
Has anyone seen your phone?
And that's the end of the competition. Well done to Adrian Denning for winning an iPhone. Hopefully. Over to Dan for just a minute.
And welcome to Just 30 Seconds with your game host, Dan. The aim of the game is to keep talking on a devious subject given by yours truly. You should keep going for a whole minute. So your game players are Nathaniel, Alex, Grace and Alice. So Nathaniel, your buzzer is...
Quack, quack.
Alex, yours is... Woof, woof. And Grace? And Alice, yours is, of course...
Meow.
So, the rules are, you may not repeat verbs, nouns or adjectives other than the topic title if you wish. You may not hesitate, which includes speaking too slow, ums and ahs, pausing and laughing. And of course, you may not deviate, which is obviously going off topic. Points are scored by completing the whole minute unchallenged, which equals a point and a bonus point. Finishing the topic, having taken it over by someone, is another point. And if you correctly challenge someone, if they repeat, hesitate or deviate, you may get a point. If somebody makes an incorrect challenge, then they lose a point themselves, and a point is awarded to the person they challenged. So, let's get started. Now, I have a list of topics here. So, which one shall I choose, Nathaniel? Let me think. Probably trip to the beach. So, Nathaniel, why don't you start now?
On the trip to the beach, people often go swimming in the sea, while their young children build sandcastles. Sandcastles are made of sand and the seawater, but often the parents will just lounge about sunbathing and watch their kids messing about in the sand. Sometimes dads get involved themselves with their kids' behaviour by being buried under sand by the kids.
Yes?
I think he went
Well, let me think. I think so. So that's a point for you, Grace, and take over the subject.
On a trip to a beach, you can go on a plane, by car, by train, and when you get there, there's usually loads of sand, but they can be stone beaches or pebble beaches, and there's usually a load.
Whoa, stop. So you get a point for completing it. Well done. So, Grace, you're on two. Alex, on to you. Your topic could be... let me think. Let's give him a hard one. Pizza. Go.
Pizza is an Italian food made in Italy, and it normally has...
Police search warrant! Police search warrant!